So with 7:33 left in this first period, Rider Raiders come back out at their own 23-yard line. No score. They've got first and 10 to start this series. Jack Pitts in the shotgun formation. Three receivers on the right. Ball on the left hash. Here's the snap. Fake inside. Thrown out to the outside. Caught by Jones across the 30. Dancing his way across the 35 in front of the Pirate bench. And then knocked out of bounds right at the 37 by Kyler Jordan, the Baylor commit. But it is a first down. The first down of the night, Kurt, for this Rider Raider team at their own 37.
Then nice play by the Raiders as they brought it out in traffic over to the right, and then a good run after catch by the receiver.
Ball on the right hash, first down and 10 for Ryder. They're going from left to right at the 37. Here's the give to Willis, coming off tackle on the left side, and it is nothing doing. Just a host of black jerseys, but Landon Doris, who had the big game last week, Coach Darden talking about how he ties up defenders so linebackers can make the play. He makes this one. It's second down and 10 at the 37. So the Rider Raiders have now got two receivers on the left, one on the right. 6:58 left in the first. No score. Hard snap. Pirates jump. Free play. And it's going to be blown dead. And Jack Pitts, who thought he had a free play, was all excited to throw downfield as he believes the Pirates have jumped, and indeed they have. So we're assuming this is going to be an offsides as opposed to a false start as we wait for our white hat Bill Tilley from the Fort Worth chapter of officials to make the call.
Tommy, as we talked about early on, you don't want to make mistakes in big games. Of course, you'd never want to make mistakes. The Pirates have started off with some uncharacteristic mistakes early, that penalty going against Ryder, so it'll still be first down, but now instead first and 15. So that's something you need to cut down on as you go. But both teams have had a couple of miscues here in the early part of the game.
No doubt. And I saw the movement from the Pirates. I did not see that he was drawn across. So indeed, Bill Tilley says this was not an offsides, indeed a false start. So second down and 15 for Ryder as they've got it back at their own 32-yard line. No score. 6:38 left in the first period. Pitts in the shotgun. Here's the give to Willis, coming off tackle on the right side. Now tries to cut up right inside the hash marks, and he is greeted by about five black shirts. Kyler Jordan, Kobe McKenzie, Ty Polite, and Cutter Douglas all converging on him. It's third down and 14 at the 33 for Ryder.
You just mentioned some key members of that defensive unit right there, and they went to a different gear when Ty Polite came back after injury about a month ago. He's been a huge addition of this defense.
Third down and 14 for Ryder. They're at their own 33-yard line. 6:01 left in the first. No score. State quarterfinal playoff game. Winner of this one going to the semifinals next week. Three receivers on the left side. Ball on the right hash. Here's the snap. Throwing right. Oh, through the hands of Caden Jones. It was a little high, but I think maybe that was because of the positioning that Kyle Lewis had. I'm thinking maybe Pitts thought he saw some daylight and then just he saw number 23 back there and decided to maybe put a little bit more height on it.
And Kyle went high in the air, Tommy, to try to knock that ball down or get a hand on it, and that may have distracted the receiver who thought he should have had it, but a great defensive play by Kyle Lewis.
So Ryder is lined up to punt this one away. They'll be doing so against the wind. Fourth and long from their own 33. Gets this one off, almost blocked. Bounces at the 37-yard line of the Pirates and then backwards to the 38-yard line. That's where Cameron Govea comes up to down it. Cohen Peepcorn almost blocked it, according to our spotter Larry LeBlanc. Pirates now have got first and 10 at their own 40-yard line. No score. 5:42 left in the first.
Yeah, Tommy, watching the replay, I'm not sure how he didn't block that one. It looked like he was right there, but somehow the ball went away from him, and he didn't connect.
So the Pirates in the shotgun formation, first and 10 to start this series at their own 40. Here's the give to Caden Chambers, straight up the middle. Good trap blocking. He skips across the 42-yard line out to the 43. Logan Rex steps up to make the tackle. Logan Rex has got 87 tackles coming into tonight's game. It's second down and 7 for the Pirates at the 43.
Keegan Wehrman, the center, has had an outstanding year for the Pirates, and then the guard play by Hunter Johnson and Coulter Lynch has been outstanding as well, going right up the middle with that one.
Pirates have got second down and seven. They're at their own 43-yard line. No score. Pistol formation. Ball just inside the left hash. Here's the give to Chambers. Big hole on the left. Across the 45 and out to the 48-yard line. Coleman Bledsoe comes up to wrap him up and bring him to the carpet. Bledsoe, the leading tackler with 114 tackles coming into tonight's game. The Pirates have got third down and two at the 48.
So Caden Chambers has carried the ball twice now for a total of 8 yards.
Shotgun formation, third down and two. Hard snap count. There's movement on the defensive line, but nobody comes across. Still third and two. Pirates have got it at their own 48. 4:35 left in the first. No score as Gibson walks up to the line of scrimmage to change the play. Here's the snap. Gives to Chambers. Coming around the right side. Trying to stretch it out. It's closing up, and he is hit at the 45. A loss of 2 yards on the play. Kieron Shaw comes up in the clutch solo tackle, forcing a fourth down and four for the Pirates as they get ready to punt this one away. State quarterfinal game, 4:10 left in the first period with no score. Pirates at their own 46.
The Raiders have some speed, Tommy. They showed it on that play. Caden trying to turn the corner but couldn't do so. Shaw beat him to the outside and brought him down.
So the Pirates get ready to punt this one away. Caden Jones this time really respecting the leg of Lewis. He's standing all the way back at his own 15-yard line. Lewis kicks this one much higher and shorter this time. Bounces at the 29-yard line. Takes a great Pirate bounce down to the 21. That is where it is downed by Cole Katara. And the Rider Raiders are going to take over at their own 21, going from left to right with 3:40 left of the first period and no score.
33-yard kick that time by Kyle Lewis, much higher, and got a good roll after it hit. But Ryder still will send their offense back out, and the Pirate defense has been very, very stingy so far. It's been a real chess match between these two teams.
Each of the two teams have had the ball twice, and every single possession from either team has resulted in a punt. State quarterfinal game. Each of these two teams trying to keep themselves, their seasons alive, and make it to the state semifinal game next week. First and 10 for the Rider Raiders. They're at their own 21-yard line. Ball on the right hash. Here's the give to Willis. Coming off tackle on the left side. Caught in the backfield, but breaks the tackle across the 25 in front of his own bench. 30. First down and out of bounds at the 36-yard line. So Willis somehow or other made it out of the grasp of Kobe McKenzie in the backfield. Cutter Douglas knocks him out of bounds, but it's coming back. Bill Tilley signaling that we have got a holding penalty against the Rider Raiders.
So it's two big penalties against Rider. The first was an offsides. This one, the hold, is a little bit tougher against them because they would have picked up a first down on that run. Instead, they'll be marked back inside their own 20-yard line.
They're going to be marked back all the way back at the 14. So a huge swing there on the penalty. 3:32 left in the first period. No score. Riders got it. It is first down and 17. They're back at their own 14-yard line. Pitts takes the snap. Here's the handoff. Coming around the left side. Drop. Kobe McKenzie picks it up and runs out of bounds at the 8. But the Pirates are going to have a short field. Running the football there was Jared Coey. It was his first carry of the night. He fumbles it. And Kobe McKenzie, who was committed to OU until 1 week ago after decommitting when they had their coaching change out there, he is now gives the Pirates a short field at the 14-yard line.
What a big play, Tommy. We talked a couple of weeks ago that the Pirates had not recovered many fumbles. Well, that's the biggest fumble recovery they've had all season long in the quarterfinal round as they set up with a first and 10 at the 14.
With 3:25 left in this first period as the Cooper Pirates take over at the 14-yard line of Ryder to start this drive. Shotgun formation, ball in the right hash. Gibson, shotgun, looking to his left, it's before the snap, and now we have got the Cooper Pirates calling a timeout on the field, so we'll go down to Andres Flores. So we don't have Andres there, and actually I says a timeout, it's actually a delay of game against the Pirates. They'll move it back 5 yards to the 19-yard line. So the Pirates have got first down and 15. They are at the 19-yard line of Ryder. Marcinkowski now in the backfield, standing to the left of Gibson. Here's the snap, and Marcinkowski's a lead blocker for Judge Thomason. The 1,000-yard rusher comes across the 15-yard line down to the 14, gets that 5-yard penalty right back. It's second down and 10 now for the Pirates at the 19.
And there's another formation I don't remember seeing this year. They've had several, a couple of different wrinkles here in the early going. That was another one.
And I said it was the 19. It's actually the 14-yard line where it's second down and 10. Pirates are on the right hash. No score. 2:53 left in the first period. Two receivers on the right. Pistol formation. Here's the snap. Fake to Thomason. Rolling to his left. Thrown underneath. Caught at the 9-yard line and immediately dropped. We'll see if we can get you the number here. It's Barnett who is on the reception, the tight end. He gets down to the 9, making it third down and about 5 here. Coleman Bledsoe made the tackle.
That's another one of the things we haven't seen from a defensive side of late is when they get the ball, they're immediately met with a defender and they bring him down for very little run after catch.
One receiver to the left, one receiver to the right. Shotgun formation, 3rd and 5, ball at the 11. Throwing it to the end zone, looking for Brooks just over his head. Looked like Brooks tried to push off a little bit, and the defender here for Ryder putting his hands up like he thought so, too. He was looking for a flag. That was Tyrone Morgan. There are no flags, but it falls incomplete, so Tegan Van will come out to attempt a 26-yard field goal. He's perfect from inside 30 on this season. 26-yard field goal attempt. He's got the wind to his back, kicking it from the left hash, 4th down and 5, ball spotted at the 9. Here's the snap. Ball is down. Kick is up, and it is good. Pirates take the lead, 3-0. 2:07 left in the first period. Back in a moment. Cooper Pirate Football, 100.7 The Score.